Hi, my name is Debbie Harris. Hi, my name is Debbie Harris, and I am an emotional wellness coach. I'm the founder of Ink Point Expressions. I'm also the founder of Inner Wholeness Academy and a founder of Women Unite, Heal Your Emotions, Heal Your Life, Facebook group and community. And I am the author of The Lie She Believed and 4 Ways to Master Your Emotions. And I'm so glad to be here with you today and to talk to you about taking back your life and coming out of hiding. Welcome, welcome to the show, Live Healed, Live Whole. In these particular shows, they will provide encouragement and inspiration to help you regain your confidence and learn to love life again. So it's time to take back your life. What does that really mean? What does that really, really mean? Taking back your life. It is so, so important for us to get to a place of healing when we learn how to love our life, no matter what season that we find ourselves in, what predicament that we may find ourselves in. It's so important that we design our own pictures of what health looks like for each of us individually. And, you know, each of us has a different idea as to what happiness looks like or what health looks like. And I'm talking about your emotional health, because I'm a firm believer that wherever your mind goes, so does your life. And so if your mind is full of toxic emotions, full of anger, full of unforgiveness, full of doubt, full of fear, full of insecurity, full of low self-esteem, feelings of low self-worth, or self-debilitating thoughts, I just believe that your life in different aspects, in different areas of your life, is going to show up somewhere, and it is going to be causing damage. There's somewhere in your life where you're not showing up 100%, and a lot of times if we would just take back the covers and pull back the covers, we would begin to see that your life in certain areas, there's still some need and some room for things to be healed, things that sometimes we may be sweeping up under the rug and not really dealing with in our life. And really, it causes chaos. It causes other areas in our life to be affected in a negative way. And so I really want you, during this time, to really open up your heart and open up your mind. And I want to just for a moment talk to you about coming out of hiding. I wrote a book entitled The Lie She Believed, and I really came up with this particular episode based on a chapter in the book called Invisible Scars. And one of the quotes that I have in the book that really will shed some light, you know, the lies we believe blind us from the truth we need to see. And so sometimes the story that we're telling ourselves, that I'm all right, I'm okay, because we really don't want to know, we don't really want other people to know that we're hurting and that we are damaged or that we're broken in some areas of our life. And so sometimes we hide behind certain things. We may hide behind certain appearances. We put on a brave face and we hide. We look really nice. We look well put together, but on the inside, we don't really feel that great about ourselves. For many, many years, that was my story. Until about a couple of years ago, when I had come to face to face with the reality that I wasn't in a good place, that I wasn't in a good headspace, and that I really didn't want to stay in this predicament. And a lot of times, that revelation may come by speaking with other people who basically are honest and upfront with you. Sometimes I always say that sometimes the things that we don't want to hear are the very things that we do need to hear. And it may be painful and hurtful to hear it, but if we would really listen and take the information in, it will heal our life. It will help us improve our life, and it will help us to grow, you know, and evolve even the more until we become better in that area. I mean, there's a such thing as growing pains, and a lot of us feel growing pains in different areas of our life. But for years, I was carrying around what I would consider a whole bunch of baggage, and I would constantly feel weighed down. And so if you're feeling weighed down by life, I want you to dig a little deeper and think about what actually may be the root cause of that. Where does that anxiety come from? If you're constantly finding yourself overwhelmed and constantly, just feelings of debilitating anxiety in your life, what is bringing that? When do you feel that type of emotion the most? You feel that type of emotion when? That's a big question to ask yourself. I feel anxiety when? Is it when you're in stressful moments? Is it during situations of high stress and intensity? Is it during times of conflict? When do you feel this emotion? And that we got to begin, if we're going to come out of hiding, to begin to identify where some of these feelings are coming from. Again, a couple of years ago, I dealt with depression, and I would have never called it depression. I would have never labeled it as such. And what I began to realize over time after was brought to my attention from a pastor who prayed for me on a Sunday morning and had a gift of discernment, a gift of knowledge, and basically told me what I was dealing with, and I had no clue. All I knew is I had these emotions. I didn't feel like myself. I wasn't really happy, and I really usually am very optimistic, but I was in this situation, in this season, I was feeling very poorly about myself, and I was in a very sad place, it was just not a fun place. I didn't feel a lot of joy in this particular place. I was trying to be strong and just thinking, oh, this will go away, and it's just a phase, and, you know, it's just a season I'm going through. It's just something I'm dealing with. Really didn't know what it was, and I had to come to a place of acceptance that I was in that space so that I can get beyond that space. And it's until we get to a place of acceptance that we cannot even begin to do the work that's necessary. If we don't accept where we are, we will never get to where we're trying to go. And so a lot of times, if you're going to come out of hiding, and you're going to be able to take back your life and begin to rebuild your life, if you're dealing with loss, or if you're dealing with grief, or if you're dealing with, you know, infertility, if you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with anxiety, if you're dealing with different things in your life that's causing you to feel sadness, I want to invite you to really feel those emotions. feel those emotions, because there is no easy way but through the emotion. There's no easy way. There's no quick fix. You have to work through the emotion to get to the other side of it if you're going to conquer it. And so I want to challenge you today to take back your life. Design the life. There's a sign in my office that says, "She designed the life that she loved." I love that little quote, and I have it. I seen it in a store where I was shopping for furniture, and I seen this little sign, and it says, "She designed a life." And some of the letters on the sign were missing. It was quite funny because I'm like, "Where's the?" I knew what it was saying, but certain letters is missing. Like it faded off or whatever. And I just brought it the way it was. I brought it. It was not perfect. Again, I got the message, but it was kind of faded and you know, kind of probably needs to be, somebody kind of wrote on it with some type of white marker or white chalk or whatever. And I got that sign, and I love it, love it, love it. Why? Because it says she designed the life that she loved. You can design a life that you love. Where you are is in fact a true place, but you do not have to stay in that place. You can begin to rebuild your life again. You can begin your new normal. You can, but you do got to feel those emotions, and you got to let yourself in, and you need a healthy outlet. Many people are dealing with their emotions in such destructive ways, and they're using unhealthy coping mechanisms to try to deal with pain, and the pain is still present. Only thing that the mechanism does is provide temporary relief, but it really doesn't really help you work through that emotion. We all have emotions. We all have emotions. It's just what we do with them and how we manage them that determines if they wreak havoc in our life. And sometimes we are not dealing. Sometimes we're not dealing. I was a stuffer. So years ago when I dealt with depression, I stuffed my emotions. I put on a strong face. But when I came to a place of acceptance and I pulled back the covers, I had to come face to face with the reality of where I was so I can get to the other side of it. Most people, they understand that they have an issue and they just wallow and dwell and they accept defeat. I'm not asking you to accept defeat. I'm asking you to come to a place of acceptance so you can recognize where you are so you can get to the other side of it. I'm not asking you to have a pity party. I'm not asking you to wave the flag, woe is me flag. I'm asking you to begin to take authority back over your life and begin to get reacquainted with things in your life that bring you joy and that fill your life with passion and purpose. Take back your life. It is time. We are getting ready to go into 2019. It's time for you to begin to take back your life. And that begins with honesty, getting to a place of acceptance and recognizing where you are, but then seeking out the tools that you need to begin to rebuild your life and discovering, you know, What fuels your fire? What excites you about life? You know, is it exercise that makes you feel really good after you exercise? Is it writing? You know, writing has always been an outlet for me. Is it writing? What is it? What is it that fuels your life? And so I hope that you will take the time today to really look at these things. What is holding you back? What have you allowed to dwell in your space And I want you to start thinking about this. How are you coping? What's your support system look like? It's time to take back your life. I hope you've enjoyed this episode today, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Till next episode, have a great day.